Okay, I guess it's news time. I'm Jennifer Hamster. A new study from the Center for the Study of Unlikely Occurrences predicts that within 10 years, political campaigns will cost more than the country can afford. The study's director, Dr. Frank Blunt, says that by the year 2010, if every man, woman, and child gives all their money to political candidates, it still won't be enough.
All right, you got administration costs, you've got travel, there are photo ops to be planned, and many, many polls to be taken. Just on the polls alone, we found that the general public will go broke paying other people to ask them what they, the general public, think. Soon we won't be able to afford to tell them what they already know.
Dr. Frank Blunt. Television history was made this week when HQN, the high quality network, broadcast a personal relationship from start to finish in 1 3-hour program. The show, Who Cares About Courtship, featured 50 female contestants trying to catch the eye of multimillionaire Randy Ross and marry him, file for divorce, and seek a big settlement, all in one night. Fiona Long, the winner of the contest, was represented in the show's final segment by her attorney, Betsy Mulligan. Mulligan told the judge it would be wrong to send Long home empty-handed.
Your Honor, my client provided emotional support and companionship to the defendant from the moment she caught his eye just after the first bunch of commercials, all the way through the wedding in the second hour of the show, right up to the station break at the beginning of the third hour when she found him in the dressing room with five of the losing contestants. In the short time she knew him, Your Honor, he went from being just another guy with a lot of money to America's most widely known hunky multimillionaire lecherous cheat. That's a reputation that will earn him many millions more in the future. My client deserves her share of that. And the home version of the game.
The judge sided with Long and also awarded her a made-for-TV movie to be broadcast next fall. Space scientists are still exulting over the rendezvous this week between an unmanned spacecraft and an asteroid called Eros. Eros is said to be as big as Manhattan and might potentially someday pose a collision threat to Earth. Project director Tim Beowulf says the likelihood of a collision is slim, but the superstitious scientists want to be safe.
We want to get a real good look at it, because, you know, they say you never see the one that hits you. So, the more we know and the more pictures we take, the less we have to worry about this one.
Beowulf says if life on Earth is someday destroyed by a rock named Eros, it would be highly ironic. Oil prices have hit a 9-year high. This development means there will be no reduction in gasoline prices anytime soon, a discouraging prospect for owners of thirsty SUVs. One hobbyist group, the Enormous Car Owners Association of America, has issued a plea to drivers of smaller, more economical vehicles. Their president is Joseph Turbo.
All I'm saying is if we have to drive over a lot of little cars to get where we're going, then our miles per gallon, it really starts to suffer. It's like driving over a very bumpy road or off-road altogether, which we never do, although we can. We just can't afford that kind of increase in our miles per gallon right now. Nobody can, so stay out of the way, okay?
Joseph Turbo of ECOA, OA. A study of cheating on college campuses shows that fewer students cheat if the institution makes a big fuss about honesty, and very few cheat if the college requires that students sign an honor code. Pandering College sophomores Lois Harper and Ben Peering endorse the study's findings.
If, like, you take somebody else's answers and use them for your own, that's really not okay.
Yeah.
You're not thinking for yourself.
You're not thinking for yourself. That's right.
And even if you just repeat somebody else's ideas, that's such a no-brainer, you know? It's not intellectually honest.
Not intellectually honest. I agree with her. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lois Harper and Ben Peering of Pandering College. And that's the news, I guess. I'm Jennifer Hamster.
Gail Connolly reporting and other enhanced reality programs are made possible in part by the Future Historians of America, reminding you that the past of tomorrow is being created today, and you are a primary source of information. So take notes. And by Oriflex, the breakfast cereal that kills bad breath. If your breath smells like you've been harboring mouth pigeons, banish them forever with Oriflex.